Yeah. Yeah. You ladies up in front, you ladies do not know what your bodies do to the eyes and minds of men. I tell this story often when I preach along this line, but it's one of the funniest things that's ever happened. I was soul winning down in Garland, Texas one night, knocked on a door, and a great big old police sergeant came to the door. He was 6'4", and he looked like he could play defensive end on the Los Angeles Rams. I mean, he was a great big guy, still had his uniform on. Had a little wife there. She must have been about 5'1" or 2", weighed about 110 pounds. And I said, I'm Jack Hiles, pastor of Miller Road Baptist Church. And I often say when you say that, they're duck or pucker, one or the other, because you're going to be hit or kissed. But anyway, I'm Jack Hiles, pastor of Miller Road Baptist Church. And she said, well, we were in your services last Sunday night, and you preached against dancing. Oh, that's another subject. But to me, out of the hug, sitting down, if I've got a hug. Who wants a hug walking all over the floor? But the possum trot and the dishwag twist and the boll weevil wiggle, you do those if you want to, but I haven't got time. But anyway... she said, we don't agree. She said, you said that men that dance and get close to the bodies of ladies have evil thoughts. And she said, we just don't agree. Her husband's name was George. I said, George, what do you think about it? I said, you get real close to a lady and she's got a Chanel number 5 on, perspiration number 5, or whatever it is. And she got on Chanel number 5, and George, you're right close to her, and your music is playing. I never danced. Don't think I ever have. I never have. But I said, now, George, what do you think about it? And she said, George thinks that he doesn't have evil thoughts. And I said, do you, George? George said, he said, I just don't think dancing is wrong. I said, do you have evil thoughts, George? Well, she said, he doesn't have evil thoughts. I said, do you, George? He said, well, I've got to go. I said, before you go, do you, George? And then she got word and she said, do you, George? And I said, George knows he does. And there's not a red-blooded man in this house. But what if he would be honest? He would say that miniskirts excite the passions of men to do things that aren't right. I don't like your old hellfire brimstone preaching. I don't like the way you dress either. You know it's wrong. You know it incites passion. Now, you ladies may not, but let me ask you a question. Why don't you just ask the men and find out? Now, you folks that are mad at me right now, ask your husband. Come on. Quit. I'll wait for you. Just ask him. Ask him if he sees a pretty woman with a skirt about 12 or 13 inches above her knee. Ask him if he wants to sing Amazing Grace and have a prayer meeting. Now, you don't like this kind of preaching, but you know it's the truth. The quote of man I voted for one time, in your heart, you know I'm right. Yeah, you huff and puff all you want to, and you get as mad as you want to, but I dare you to ask your old man right now. Look at him and ask him. You say, not my Oswald. But he's had to look at you so long, it may be hard for him to get stirred, but... There's one thing about preaching like this. Everybody might get mad at me, but everybody agrees with me. I mean, you may walk out and say, I won't ever go back there as long as I live again. I know it, but you'll know when you walk out that I told you the truth while you were here, and you know it so. Why are you saying my church, we just don't preach against that? Don't confess the sins of your church here. We've got too much to do. The honest, simple truth is, any red-blooded American male in this house tonight who's a normal man, any man in this house knows what happens in the minds of men when they see females dress with a miniskirt.